talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And it's a getaway Friday, November the 16th, 2018, 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club, Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and Marge Hazlett for a week of fun. And we're already into it because of the spillover from the last show, in which I said I was in a pawn shop.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, you're going to be wrong on this one.
Yeah.
Because it was an old wooden box, and it had NBC on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you open the top of the pine box, and there was a mallet inside, and it was like a xylophone, but there were only three keys. And if you took that mallet and went ding, ding, dong, it sounded like NBC.
It might, yes, but it wasn't really. It was a copy.
A copy of what?
It was a forgery.
Of what?
Of the real NBC chimes.
But these weren't chimes. It was a xylophone.
Yeah. May have sounded that way, yes.
And the guy told me that the local NBC radio affiliates, when they became an affiliate, they got this, so during their local shows...
They never used it locally. It was always at the end of a network...
Help.
At the end of a network broadcast.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go. See, it's already started. Go ahead, caller. It's the NBC chimes.
Right, this is Hugh Downs. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. No, did you look this up?
They sent it. I looked this up.
All right, here we go.
What little I could quickly glean. You know, you have to remember, back in the early days with radio, there was someone that used chimes before NBC. Now, do you know what those tones originally were? NBC rearranged them. The tones were originally from the song Over There, and NBC rearranged them to what we hear today. And I briefly saw something about during D-Day, there were originally four tones, but I think it was after D-Day, or I'd have to read further into it, that they went to the three tones, but they were originally from the Irving Berlin song Over There.
Hmm.
But then NBC rearranged them for themselves. So
what,
they were given. They sent them to radio stations.
There you go.
You know, because if you tried to put a needle down, you're going to get all kinds of noise and stuff like that. Whereas if you had this device, you could right there play those tones readily instead of trying to cue up or whatever.
And it's like a box.
Well, what I see, there's several kinds. Now, one of them looked like, well, you can imagine, back in the early, in the 20s or whatever, and then the newer ones coming up. But the one I see is, they're bars, kind of like you say, a xylophone or
there you go.
Marimba, whatever kind of deal. But, you know, I haven't been able to do that much research other than what I've told and I'm sure there's a lot more to look into it, but all I can say is that, hey.
Thank you.
So there you go.
And it is currently 35 degrees here in the NBC Television Network, and we're broadcasting live from Herald Square. Charlie, there you go.
I still don't believe it.
Why would he lie?
NBC, when they closed out their programs.
Oh, God.
Ahead of the break, they would play those chimes.
Yeah, but what the caller is saying, and I agree, is that, yes, I don't doubt that happened, but that was very important for...
But where would individual stations use chimes like that?
Because they were an NBC affiliate.
Well, that doesn't...
Let's say you're doing over the coffee cups, and you say, "Well, this is over the coffee cups here at WMRN, an NBC affiliate." Ding dong! Yes, they did it.
I've been listening to radio too many years.
I'm lying. The antique store was owner's lying.
The antique store saw you coming.
Madge Cooper was lying. They're all lying.
Yep.
Okay. Charlie can't admit he's wrong on this one.
That's right.
This is just like Thanksgiving at somebody's house. Arguments.
No, the network didn't. Well,
it's true.
I've been listening to radio for 84 years.
Yeah, but how do you know what they were using on the other end?
I tell you, another example of that was in a Catholic church. Three chimes, and you had a little a mallet that you hit those. And there were three brass tubes.
Right.
And you did that when the priest genuflected or held up the Eucharist.
How would you do... Okay, network shows I'll give you, but how would you do... If you're a local NBC radio affiliate in the 1920s, the network doesn't know when you're going to do station identification, and the FCC has always said you've got to do station identification every hour. So you would go, this is WMRN, an NBC affiliate. Ding, ding, dong. I bet that's why they were sent.
Well, I never heard that myself.
But that's
the only
true.
Time I ever heard the chimes were at the end of a network broadcast.
Well, how do you know they weren't being played live?
Because it was a network show.
Right, but there's an engineer putting up that network show.
Oh, I wish I could bring back one of the engineers that I
grew up with. NBC had dough in those days. Do you remember who was in Rockefeller Center? Do you remember? Now, they did not just, you know, pipe in music. Arturo Toscanini was there performing.
Was he there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew
that's,
Art
that's
well.
The studio where they film SNL now, if anybody ever wonders. That was originally Arturo Toscanini's
SNL,
studio.
Yeah, that, you know, sometimes that SNL is funny, other times it's disgusting.
Humor.
That's my opinion.
Humor is observational.
Humor, yes, is the way the listener receives it.
You got it. Okay, and I wanted to start out today by mentioning the death of Roy Clark yesterday at age 85, because Roy Clark came to Marion about 10 years ago, I think it was, and I'm going to try to tell this story short, but I wanted to interview Roy Clark because, you know, you want to interview everybody. So I go over to the theater before his show in the afternoon, and he invited me on to his tour bus. There was a tour bus, and we did the interview on his tour bus. It was like a half hour. I listened to it last night. I hadn't heard it since I did it. And he was just exactly what you saw. He had chaw in his mouth when we were doing the interview, and he was just a country guy. He took pictures, so on and so forth. But I tell all this story to say this about Roy Clark. As I was leaving the tour bus that afternoon, he said, "Are you coming to the show tonight?" And I said, "Well, I didn't get tickets. I didn't plan on it." He said, "Come back here. Two tickets will be waiting for you. Come back to the show." So that night, I come back to the show, and the manager of the theater met me at the door and said, "Well, what are you doing here?" You know, they're always media people, you know. They always want to keep us out. And what are you doing here, and why are you here, and do you have tickets, and show me your tickets. And Roy Clark is standing over here taking pictures with VIP people, and he sees this going down. And Roy walked away from the photographer and said, "Oh, Scott, you're my guest. Come over here. Get a picture. Here are your seats." Roy Clark was an authentic guy.
Yeah. Now, Roy Clark was brought to Marion once by Nature's Plant Food Company.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And at that time, Jeannie and I were invited to come on his bus. And there we sat with him for half an hour talking.
Well, we've all been on there for...
Yep.
Maybe that was the time limit on Roy Clark's bus, a half hour. But wasn't he just the most
ordinary
guy?
Yeah.
Now, what I did want to play is his 30s...
Just like me.
Yeah. Ding, ding, dong. Derivational. Now, here is that conversation. 10 years ago, Roy Clark, I asked him how he wanted to be remembered. Here's what Roy Clark said 10 years ago on his bus.
The final question would be, Roy, I want to preface it with that to say 50 years from now, because you are still going strong, what's the epitaph going to read on Roy Clark?
Whoa, the epitaph on Roy Clark. I don't know. I have several things. Maybe put all of them on there. One of them would be, he tried. And I don't know. That's an awful, awful in-depth question. I can see it and I can feel it, but it's hard for me to put it in a capsule.
And he was that kind of down-home guy, and he did try, and he tried well and succeeded. It made people hee-haw, which they said was a hillbilly show, made a lot of people laugh for a lot of years.
And all the sounds of the animals came from a friend of mine by the name of Noble Bear from Wyandotte County.
Absolutely. So Roy Clark, rest well, a good 85 years, and that's that. But he was a nice, nice man. And they aren't always all that nice when you meet him, but he certainly was. Okay. Oh, you know, this I thought of this morning. Charlie and I have been doing this show more or less for about 10 years now. And we always talk about this as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday, because this is the last time we'll be... Yeah.
I know what you're going
to
say.
You know what I'm going to say.
But what are you thankful for? Yeah.
No.
Oh,
you're wrong.
You're wrong.
No. No. I don't care what you're thankful for. But here's what the question is today. The question is, or the topic is, this coming Wednesday, they say will be the busiest travel day, not of the year, ever. They're estimating over 28.5 million people will be on the road this coming Wednesday.
No
way. In the air.
I met a guy around the corner down here. He said, I'm taking a survey. Are you driving over Thanksgiving?
You do recall this. Oh. Charlie doesn't ever believe these surveys because he doesn't. But they can count the people on the plane.
Oh, yes.
It's over 28.5 million. What do you think, Brandy?
Whether or not the number is right, is that...
What do you... Because during
September... How do they calculate?
Well, but during September 11th, a lot of people were not traveling. So these numbers have gone up as gas prices have gone down, as fears have gone down.
I saw gasoline yesterday for $2.28 in Bucyrus.
It's not bad here right now.
No, it isn't. I bought gas, had it pumped.
Had it pumped.
And I got a dollar back and gave it to the guy. Wasn't that nice of me?
That's very nice of you. Very nice, Marge. But it'll be the busiest travel day ever, but you got to be safe on that day, and you've got to leave early.
Just don't do it.
Well, some people like to visit their family.
Well,
I'm not one of them.
You
but
can travel on a different day, man.
Do you have people over to your house for Thanksgiving?
I usually have my father-in-law come to my house,
nice.
And I cook and do that sort of thing. I don't want to travel on that day. That sounds hectic and stressful. And
no, yeah. I don't want to travel either. But people, do you go to the sales?
No.
Nope.
No. Marge, what do you... We've talked. You go over to your niece's house.
Right.
You'll have a fine Thanksgiving.
She's a great cook. She loves to cook.
And Charlie, you've been heading over to Dayspring.
That's right. 2.7
miles. 2.7
miles. From our house.
I have people over to my house, and I don't let them wash the dishes when it's over.
Oh, really?
No.
You all use paper plates.
Paper plates. Yeah. Paper plates. Paper cups.
I bought beautiful paper plates at TJ Maxx.
Did you?
Oh, my. They're beautiful.
Were they good? Were they inexpensive?
No, they weren't real expensive, but they're beautiful. We don't have to wash them.
Nice. Well, anyway, happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy the turkey and so on and so forth.
I was listening. Back years ago in Sunday school, the teacher would always say, what are you thankful for? And everybody had to, you know.
Well, they're phony answers. People. That's why I don't ask that, because people give you lies.
Well,
oh, I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for my health, and I'm thankful for this.
I'm thankful for my kitties.
Aww. Well, there you go. But people don't tell you what they're really thankful for.
Hot showers. That's what I'm thankful for.
I think they're thankful for
my favorite part of the day.
The end of the day is what people are looking forward to on Thanksgiving when everybody goes home.
There you go.
That's thankful. I mean, you're in it while you're there, but at some point you're sitting and you think, boy, well, I wish these people would leave.
But by going, of course, Emmanuel Lutheran also has turkey dinners.
Yeah, well, it is ours.
But at Day Spring, you meet and greet with a lot of people you'd never see otherwise.
I'll tell you something I got this year, Charlie. This has been a thing going on. I have a piano in my house, but I don't know how to play the piano.
Is that the one you used to have at the mall?
No. I think that thing went in the antique shop.
Oh, okay.
No, I have a piano in my house, but I don't know how to play the piano. It's my goal in life to one day have the time to learn how to play the piano. But I have a relative coming this year who's never been to my Thanksgiving thing, who is a musician. So we're going to have live piano music this year. It's going to be like the ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria this year.
Are you sure he's a piano player?
You should crash
player?
His house.
Am I a what?
Not a guitar player, a piano player?
No, he plays guitar, too. He plays acoustic guitar, electric guitar. Mm-hmm. He's a very musically inclined. So the other night I was printing off sheet music of the song I want him to play.
Oh.
What time are we supposed to come over?
I'm going to have him do the Christmas song, because I think that's a good one. Chestnuts. And I'm going to have him do the First Noel, because I like that one. Churches need to do that one more often. I mean, they overdo Silent Night. Let's hear the First Noel a little more often. And
you know, First Noel, Noel backwards is Leon.
No,
name of Leon?
No,
there's a few around.
No, Noel is spelled N-O-W-E-L-L.
Yeah. No, it's just N-O-E-L.
No, I printed it off the other night, Charlie.
There's not two L's.
Oh, why are you so cantankerous today?
Because I'm stubborn.
My word. No, it's
N-O-L,
the first
N-O-E-L.
But no, that's a N-O-W-E-L-L. I printed off the sheet music the other night.
Where'd the second L come from?
Where did the W come from? N-O-W-E-L-L.
Spelling changes over time.
No, Noel is like a fictional character. Like, you know, it is. But the First Noel, the song, it's N-O-W-E-L-L.
Okay, what was the First Noel?
So it's not Leon.
What was the First Noel?
The First Noel? Yeah. The first baby. So you didn't think I knew that, Charlie. I didn't have to Google that at all. It's true.
Okay.
I printed the sheet music off. Yeah. Stop by. Day Spring is close to my house. I'll have them play the First Noel for you.
Use somebody else's work.
And then I've got I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
A hippopotamus?
You never heard this hippopotamus song? Because I threw that in there. No, I threw this in there. I interviewed the woman last year, Gayla Peavy, who originally sang it. But it's such a goofy... I don't think you can play it on the piano, so I slipped it in there to see if he can do it.
That is my least favorite Christmas song.
You don't like that?
Ugh.
What's wrong with that?
It's annoying. It just...
No,
on,
people
on,
love
and
that.
On.
No, it has an end.
No, we have a little ornament that plays that
song.
Oh,
see, there you go.
It drives me insane.
Are you talking about the 12 Days of Christmas?
No, Hippopotamus. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, I never heard that song.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
only
yeah.
A hippopotamus will do.
Hippopotamus for Christmas.
The 12 Days of Christmas is what bores me to death.
Yeah, that's a boring song.
Oh, I like
people
that
don't
one.
Know the days. You know, they get to five and
I
then
like
they
that
don't
one.
Know. Well, what are the days?
Well, partridge in a pear tree.
Right.
First, two turtle doves,
right.
Three French hens, four calling birds, five gold rings, six geese a-laying, seven swans a-swimming, eight maids a-milking, nine ladies dancing.
Is this a farm song?
10 lords a-leaping,
that's
11
eight
pipers
eight
piping, and 12 drummers drumming.
Eight maids a-nursing.
Ha ha.
Eight maids a-nursing? You'll be healthier if you nurse. Eight maids a nursing in the grocery store. The Christmas music will start here in about 3 days heavy, and all these stations will turn to Christmas
music.
It'll
be heavier this year than ever before.
Oh, it's going to be just awful. It's going to be... But you won't hear the First Noel often. For some reason, that one gets pushed to the back. I don't know why. Maybe it's because Silent Night is more known.
Remember the guy that wrote Silent Night?
No, I don't.
I was trying to say.
Who wrote his name?
It was a German.
Jesus.
Well, anyhow.
These two
moving right along.
Today, Marge.
I don't know what's going on, Marge, today. Something has went off the tracks.
Normal.
Anyway.
2 hours ago.
Holy moly.
Something
does anybody
happened.
N-O-W-E-L-L, does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Oh, I did want to ask a trivia question today. We got a $10 gift card to Kroger.
We do.
Wow. If you can answer this trivia question in the next 25 minutes, what was different about the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade than all the rest? There was something very particularly different about the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade than all the other ones. Mm-hmm. What was it? You have 25 minutes. 740-383-9944. You'll get a $10 gift card to Kroger. Now, on to our next story. All this week, two people wrote an op-ed. Oh, go ahead, Charlie. What do you got?
Here we go.
What do you find?
It's a French word.
Yeah. You see, it is.
N-O-W-E-L-L.
I was right again.
No. The first was about Noel, just N-O-E-L.
But the song, the first Noel, is N-O-W-E-L-L.
I have never seen it that way.
Well, I did. That's all that counts.
I think they lied to you. They saw you coming.
Yeah. It's a paper. It's a sheet music.
Get out your NBC gongs. Here comes the chimes.
That's two for me today, zero for you, Charlie, for those keeping track on this show today. NBC did send out chimes to stations, and the first Noel is N-O-W-E-L-L.
We're getting somewhere now.
See the things you can learn on this program when we don't talk politics? Did you see it, Charlie?
There's all kinds of things here concerning Noel.
But I'm talking about the song.
Who wrote the first Noel?
Okay, how's it spelled?
N-O-E-L.
No, it's not. No. It's N-O-W-E-L-L.
Only one place do we see it, N-O-W-E-L-L.
Well, they know how to pronounce it.
No.
The song was originally written N-O-W-E-L-L.
There's a footnote here.
Okay, go ahead.
It says...
only when you play the NBC chimes.
Where did the Thanksgiving Day Parade begin?
I don't know. Where did it begin?
In New York.
New York? What?
I don't.
Does it say? That wasn't the question, was it? No, what was
that
different?
That was very anticlimactic.
I thought we were going to get a big answer there, like it started in Kentucky.
St. Nicholas in France is called Pierre Noel, N-O-E-L.
Right?
Well, this is in France.
Did the song originate in France?
Oh, man. Do you know there's a place, Santa Claus, Indiana, where it's Christmas all year?
Yes, I know about that. I've been there.
Frankenmuth, Michigan, it's Christmas all year.
No, the whole town is Christmas all year. The mayor's Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's where you send your Christmas letters to Santa Claus, by the way. P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, and Santa will get you a letter back. You should do that this week. Instead of having all those relatives over for Thanksgiving. Santa Claus, Indiana. I think I'm going to go there. I'm going to do a remote.
We'll have to take a bus over there.
We'll all go to Santa Claus, Indiana this holiday season, and we'll shake the town up, see what's going on with the post office.
I was in the town of North Pole in Alaska once.
Can't do it this
way. That's where it is.
No.
The North Pole's not in Alaska?
Yeah, but not in Indiana. What are you...
We should start this show again. Boy, I'll tell you, if you want a transcript, don't ask for a transcript for this show.
The show going so well.
We were doing so well earlier on, Marge.
We were here alone.
We were doing fine. Yeah, no problem.
You guys needed guidance, I don't know.
We had a great show going on.
We did.
It's currently 32 degrees here in Marion Square. Ding, ding, dong.
Anything to say about 32 degrees, Charlie?
Yeah. And the wind chill is much colder.
Two things. Wind chill and black ice.
And heat index. You don't like that either.
No.
No.
But in the wintertime, it's black ice. Like, ice is black.
That's deadly ice. Black means death. Deadly ice.
Oh.
I thought it was black because it was the same color as the road. And
no,
you
it's
can't
clear.
See it.
No. The road is black.
Well, yeah.
Not the ice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the ice is black.
Is this in Indiana?
Here is black, right?
Is that in Indiana or here?
In Chicago.
Okay. Yeah. Is that where the Macy's parade started?
Yeah. It starts under the L in Chicago.
Where did the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade start? Did it start in Herald Square? Anyway. Oh, my God. Okay.
All fired.
Yes. Next.
And you know, the big thing, too, with the Macy's parade, it's all lip-synced. Those people aren't singing.
Of course. It's too cold.
Yeah, have you ever tried to play an instrument or sing in the cold?
Oh, no,
it's
I,
awful.
Is that right?
I had Pat well, Carroll yes. on last year, and she was Mother Goose one year in the Macy's Parade, and she said she kept liquor under her coat yeah. to
it
keep herself
so
warm.
It's so cold. We would do Christmas parades every year for band, trying to play right. a flute in the cold.
Oh, see,
it's
I,
awful.
I don't go to Christmas parades.
And one time in my Christmas parade that I had organized, the Harding High School pep band had actually put in some antifreeze in their horns.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's true.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. Antifreeze?
We did.
Yeah, okay, and after they used the antifreeze, they threw the empty can out of the truck they were riding in, and a drunk came along and cut the can in half and took it into a bar collecting money for himself.
Now, how do you know that that's what he did? Didn't the parade move on?
Well, I talked to a policeman that said, we're watching this guy, and he went into
why
a bar.
Why didn't the policeman arrest
and
the guy
policeman
who littered?
Followed him in.
Why didn't the policeman arrest the guy who littered the can?
Well, that's a minor.
That's a minor violation.
Yeah. Those were kids.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, they were pouring antifreeze in their trumpets.
Sure.
Kids, if you're listening, do not litter.
Well, don't put antifreeze in your trumpet.
Don't put antifreeze in
and
your
don't room. Drink the antifreeze.
Oh, man. That's
you know,
not
antifreeze
digestible.
Is actually sweet.
You'll find out about the first Noel if you drink antifreeze. you'll get the correct spelling and everything.
He'll be stretched out.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
laid
just
out.
Before you die, bong, bong, bong.
By a little chime from the NBC radio network. On to our next story today. This past Sunday, there was an op-ed in the Washington Post written by a former Hillary Clinton campaign person that she is definitely going to run in 2020, and that she's not going to announce early. She's going to let all these other people
she
get
just,
out.
He just did it.
Well, you know why I think it's true, though? Because she did not deny it. And they're going to let all these other little goofballs get in. And then she's going to come in at the end and wipe them all out before the thing.
Well, that'd give her time to get her hair done.
Yeah, you'd want to get her hair done before the next election.
Yeah,
but
you meant so much so the poor woman.
Yeah, oh, no.
Who is it that's on, the one that's on in the morning? The lady's hair needs really something done to it.
I don't know. There's a lot
Kelly,
of them.
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Ripa. Kelly Ripa.
She needs
you know,
something
I'm,
done.
I, she's in the tabloids all the time.
I haven't
I'm
seen
sick
Kelly
of seeing
Ripa
her face.
In ages.
The question is, do you think this is a true story? I know that, boy, the backlash came up immediately. Oh, God, don't run, don't run. Why should she not run? Anybody can run. She'll lose if she loses, but why not run?
Because I'm too old.
She's younger than the president. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, am I allowed to ask what year the Macy's Parade was?
I believe the first parade was in 1924.
All right. Is it the first parade? The very first one was different because the second one had automobiles and the first one didn't?
That wasn't. There's an even bigger difference. I don't know if that's. But there's an even bigger difference than that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The question is, what was different about the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade than all the other ones since? There was a big difference.
Maybe it was when Grandma got run over by the reindeer.
You know, that's a song they play too much, too.
My mother-in-law, who passed away, almost hit me over the head. She said, if you dare play that one more time.
Yeah, it came late, though, like the 70s. Should Hillary run again?
Yes.
Should
she yes.
run again? If she wants
didn't
to.
Even wait there. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the only other thing I can think of is there was no floats in the first one, and there was in the second.
Not it doesn't have to do with the floats.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Why was the first Macy's Parade different than all the others? A $10 gift card to Kroger, 16 minutes left.
Wow.
Marge says yes, run again. Hillary, run again. Brandy, what do you think?
Hey, it's up to her. There's going to be, I think, probably a very full primary, so, you know.
Yeah, but here, well, the problem is it's going to be a different Hillary. That's what I'm reading. That she's taken the gloves off. She believes in being uncivil. She won't have this email thing going on. The Benghazi thing's ancient history. She's not going to have Bill and Obama out there. She's going to tell them to stay away from her. And she's going in because she knows this is it. And she's going in, you know, ready to go. What do you think, Charlie?
I just don't understand
why there was such a backlash that she would even think of running again. Why not?
Why not? Because people hate to lose, that's why.
Yeah, but you know what? I admire her for picking herself up and dragging herself right back there. Because I think that's, if you want to run, do it. It takes a lot of time and effort to run.
I'm trying to picture her picking herself up. You know, that's...
Well, here's what I'll say. 2020 is the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote in a presidential election. I think that's partially part of the reason, too.
Really?
And I don't think these other Democrats are going to fare very well, because Joe Biden, he's not looking well. And Elizabeth Warren, nobody likes her. And who are the other ones over there? Nobody knows them. That's the problem. Everybody knows Hillary. Like her or hate her, you know her. They don't like those other people. They don't even know them. I don't know them. Who are they?
Well, I don't know who's running yet.
Michael
but
Bloomberg?
I've certainly heard, you know, Kamala
Bloomberg?
Harris is probably
considering
nobody knows her.
nobody knows.
They know her. They hate her as much as they hate Hillary, I think. So.
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, because she asked a question in that little Kavanaugh thing?
Oh, people hate her.
But they don't
know
her.
People hate Elizabeth Warren. People hate
Well, they hate her. Yeah, they hate her. But Hillary Clinton does have a group of people who do like her, and she knows how to raise money. And that's what you're going to need. And you got to have name recognition. You got to be up there. Like she said in her book, you know, during the debate, she wished she'd have turned around to Trump and said, back off, creep. Well, this time she would do that because she's this rolling the dice now.
Okay.
I think she will run again.
I think she'll
we'll
win.
See.
I think she'll run. I really do. She is a very determined person. I'm not saying she's going to win, but she will run.
Can you imagine her husband in another year trying to help her campaign?
Well, I don't think she'll want him out there. I think she thinks Obama hindered her the last time, and I don't think she'll have him out there. Go ahead, caller.
In the first parade, were there none of those big blown-up balloon thing?
No, it doesn't have to do with the floats. It has to do with the parade.
Oh, with the parade.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, what is different about the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade than all the other ones? That's the question. 13 minutes left. But I do. So the consensus is she probably will run again, even though she's saying she's not going to run again, because they're all saying that.
Yep. My question is, why, if she didn't want to announce early, why would somebody who has her confidence go out and say it to the world?
Feeler. Feeler. To see what the reaction was. They all
just
do that.
Stay mum.
Well, who's been with Joe Biden has never said he's going to run, but these people, he's going to run, he's going to run.
I think he has said he's thinking about it, though.
Well, Hillary said she wanted to be president. She just didn't want to run again.
Just put her in. Save time and money.
We'll see what happens. But I just thought the backlash was so strange. Here's a good story. A new study has shown that bribing your children works better than anything else for getting them to do something.
Absolutely.
That bribing
I
them in
so.
Some way
yep.
works better than corporal punishment, works better than taking something away from
works
them.
With your husband, too.
Oh, does it? You bribe them. Well, you think bribes work, Charlie?
I don't know, but thinking of that, people that plug those dumb things in the mouth of babies.
Pacifiers.
Yeah, pacifier. Plugged in. I guess it keeps them quiet fine, but otherwise.
All right. Well, I don't know. I think that I think bribery works. What do you think, Brandy?
Yes, I think bribery works.
Yes.
They should have asked moms. We would have told you.
Have you bribed?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yes?
A candy bar for our guests.
Oh, all right. There you are. Thank you for stopping by.
I have something else when I have the opportunity.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. We've got that. So, yeah, I think bribery probably does work. I don't think kids respond to other things nowadays.
Do you like those plug-ins?
Pacifiers?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Hey, that'd be one way to shut me up.
Yeah, shut me up on that.
I've had kids who used pacifiers and kids who didn't use pacifiers. And the one good thing about the pacifier is you can take it away and then they're done. When they suck their thumbs, you can't really take their thumb away.
Oh, that's right. Do kids suck their thumb anymore?
Oh, mm-hmm. Somebody was telling a story about that the other day. And the way they got them to stop sucking their thumb was to dip their thumb in Tabasco sauce. I've heard that. That works.
Well,
I've never
sure
done it,
it,
but I've heard that that works. Okay.
You could be charged with cruelty to children.
Well, it depends on who you are, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was Santa Claus on the balcony at Macy's the first parade and the other times he was down on the float?
I'll tell you, it has to do with Santa Claus, but that's not what was so different.
Oh, not that he was up on the balcony the first one.
No. No, but it does have to do with Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
All right, and we continue on here. Charlie, you have something to say?
No, I was just wondering.
Oh, okay.
If we have a...
Yes.
Well, I wanted to get by for Scott to do the fruitcake toss.
Oh.
Oh,
well, I'll
okay,
enter the fruitcake
all right.
toss.
Yes.
All right, we'll get that right down.
You,
Oh,
oh,
no.
The fruit cake.
Hey,
oh, the fruitcake of the
my
season.
My fruitcake.
Charlie.
Oh, no,
oh,
another fruitcake.
Oh, my.
It's fruitcakes galore.
I think I've died and gone to heaven.
Oh,
spoiled,
my.
Charlie.
Wow.
Now bang them together and you hear ding, ding, dong.
What was your name?
Kendra Martin.
Oh,
Kendra
my.
Martin. And what is your name?
Ralph Thacker.
Oh, Ralph. Yeah, okay.
All
oh,
right.
Boy, we're all set
now. Now watch. I don't know if that table can support
and
that weight.
And these are fresh.
Oh. There's more history to that fruitcake.
Thank you. We got it in. Thank you.
We're going to have to hear that.
Good luck,
history.
Ralph.
Yeah, you all have a good one now.
Yeah.
All right. So, at this point, I'm in the fruitcake toss.
Yeah, boy. My own fruitcake.
Oh, man. Charlie, just seeing those things makes me ill.
Boy.
I don't like those fruitcakes. Do you like those, Marge?
Are you kidding?
They're awful. They're they really
we
are.
We used to
they're
make
great.
Our own fruitcake.
Now, what do you think, Brandy? You like the fruitcake?
I've never had pre-made fruitcake, so I,
oh,
I
take
don't
a,
know.
Take a bite.
Oh,
go,
no.
Go ahead.
You know, they make 90...
I'm not going to deprive
this
Charlie.
Company makes 90 million of these every year at this time.
I believe it.
Yep.
90
million.
So the homemade
million.
Stuff is okay.
So now you've got minus two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
right.
what they don't... It's the same 90
Ooh.
Million they circulate every year.
Wow.
They've just been in circulation forever. Now you're going to need some eggnog to wash
great.
Those down.
I'm glad you came.
It's a Christmas miracle already here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we should hear from her back here. She's planning something.
Oh, well.
Oh, she brought a fruitcake.
She brought a fruitcake.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. I've just never been a fan of the fruitcakes, except that lady last year who made the fruitcake, Ruth.
The homemade.
Now, I could eat that, but not those things. Those things are not good. How do you make eggnog, by the way?
Well, this is
gonna
be my first year. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to research all the best methods. Anyone have any suggestions? Call in with suggestions.
Yeah, how do you? I don't know how you make homemade eggnog.
I don't either.
I have eggnog. Well, you know, that's become one of our traditions is on the day, Christmas Eve, Charlie and I have eggnog.
Oh.
With a little something else in it.
Well, do you have... Can't give that to my children, Scott.
No.
Do you have a favorite boxed eggnog?
What is that eggnog we have every year, Charlie? What's the brand name?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it comes in like a special bottle. It's not a carton.
Okay.
Yeah, but it kind of looks like some kind of wine bottle, but it's not got wine in it.
All right.
What was in it last year, Charlie? What was in our eggnog last year?
I'm trying to remember.
I remember you drank a lot.
That's why you can't remember.
Yeah, right.
It was moonshine. That's what it was. It was moonshine last year in that eggnog.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were here for that party, March.
I don't remember eating that, drinking that.
No, I think you passed on the eggnog. Probably. But they have all these flavored eggnogs now. They have, I don't know what they are, but they are flavored.
It's also known as milk punch or egg milk punch.
Egg there milk punch.
Yeah.
All right.
And made with milk, cream, sugar, whipped egg whites, and egg yolks.
There's your grocery list. Brand, and you're going to bring some of this homemade eggnog in for us, right?
Sure.
We'll see how it tastes. We'll see if it tastes up to par with the stuff out of the
bring bug. Something to go along with it, too.
Not fruitcake. Christmas cookies or something like that. This is a good story this week. Scientists have found out that if you really quiz parents that they do have a favorite, they'll tell you they don't, but they that parents really do have a favorite child.
Well, I'm sure I wasn't
oh,
one.
Boy, I
oh, you don't think you were the favorite child, Marge? No, Marge. Now, why do you think you weren't the favorite child?
I was always in trouble.
Oh, so you think it might have been one of your sisters?
Oh, I'm sure they set me up.
Oh, there you go. So it's a whole setup. Now, Brandy, did you have? No. Did you have siblings?
I have one sibling.
Were you the favorite, or was the sibling the favorite?
Well, I think if you asked him, he would probably say I was the favorite, but I think he was the favorite.
Now, what would constitute being the favorite? Being liked better?
I don't know. I mean, I always felt like my mother understood him more. They were more alike, and so she understood him. But, you know, I was the sort of good child who got good grades and never was in trouble or anything like that. So it probably seemed like I was favored more, but she understood him better. So,
like understood mentally?
Yeah, just understood what made him tick and understood when he was upset and why he was upset and how to relate to him. She didn't understand me at all.
Oh, well, there you go.
She was like, why don't you ever rebel?
You never rebelled?
Oh, no, I was not a rebellious child.
You were
child.
The unrebellious child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Charlie, you had sisters.
Yes, I did. I was known as Brother Rat.
By the siblings?
By my sister, yes.
But what did your mother and father think? Were you their favorite?
I guess I was a favorite.
Because you were the boy.
Because I never gave them a problem. I respected them.
Now, what were your sisters like?
Well, just the opposite. I mean, well, not just the opposite, but my sister was very vocal at times.
Oh, and your parents didn't care for that.
And Charlie would say, okay.
So you just went along.
Yep.
You saved it up.
Well, did you save that up to me all these years?
I never
talked. Because you disagree with everything I say.
I never talked back to my parents, not once.
Really?
Right. I respected them.
Well, you know, that's been an interesting thing because people do say, you know, I respect my parents, so I don't talk back to them. But I think as you get older, when you're both adults, your parents sometimes are wrong, and you've got to let them know that.
Okay.
I've told my mother she's wrong, and I don't think I'm the favorite. You know, I never thought about that until one of my grandparents pulled me aside one time, and she said, "You know, I think your parents favored your brother." I never had thought about it, but you know, now that I look back on it, I do think that's true. I think he was more needy. I was kind of a self-sufficient child. I didn't get in trouble at school. Nobody ever called. I went to college. I didn't, you know, I never relied on them for that sort of thing. But my brother was a little more a different path. So they had to pay a lot more attention to him. And I was older than he was. I was 7 years older than he is. So I think he was the last of everything. And by that, they didn't care about me anymore. I think I could have lived with the neighbors. They wouldn't have cared. They kept everything of my brother's. And I asked my mother recently. I said, "Where is all my stuff?" Well, we don't know. Could have gotten ruined in a tornado or something. She didn't even care.
Oh, that's awful.
You poor baby.
I used to give my sister a rough time, though. I never gave my parents a rough time, but my sister, yes. I would hide behind the sofa when she had girlfriends come. I jump out and try to scare them and different things.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, my mother will be over for Thanksgiving this week, and I think I'm going to bring this up to her, that now scientists have proven that she favored my brother.
But what will you do if she says, yes, that's true, he's my favorite, not you?
Well, I say, I always knew it. I always knew it. Well, I don't hold any bad feeling about it. I think it's true. This is why, to come back to another thing that we had weeks ago, I don't think Brandy was with us, and so maybe because this was about Thanksgiving. Do you remember this, Marge? We did a show one week where everything was so political, we backed away, and we answered questions that listeners had sent in. And they do send them in, and they had piled up. And one of the questions was about Thanksgiving. I think we did this back in August. It was the aunt of... the aunt and the mother did not get along, but the child was having the Thanksgiving get-together, and the aunt wanted to come, but was worried that the mother would be angry if the aunt came. So we had no solution that day at all. So what do you think you should do?
Well, that some people might actually have this problem. Happened in my family.
Well, see, there you go. You'll be the perfect person to answer this.
That did happen in my family, and you don't invite the aunt. You got to keep the mom happy.
You got to keep the mom happy. See, that's what a lot of... Now, Marge, have you come to any consensus on this?
No, not really.
You can always have two events and...
We didn't have a very close family, really.
No.
They didn't like my father because my father was industrious and worked hard.
Well, some people said, just invite them both and don't tell them. Now, see, No.
That's a good way for conflict.
That's
at
a good
holiday.
Way to clean out your house quick.
Yeah.
That'll be... Now, Charlie, have you come to any good answer on that? We've had that question now for 3 months lagging.
No.
What would you do?
I don't know, but I have no one I can, all of our parents are dead.
Well, but I think that some people have parents who are living. I mean, this is not my problem. I don't know that there's a conflict going on at my house, but whoever this was has a... I understand that, though, because a lot of times the aunt doesn't get along with the mother, and they have some kind of childhood, squabble, mm-hmm. and they don't want to be together, and it's not happy when they are.
Yeah.
I don't think you should force people to be happy.
No. And I don't know. Why, if they didn't get along, why would the aunt want to come to the Thanksgiving
because
when she knows?
Because she's lonely. She's lonely,
well,
and she wants
her
to see
her right to be
go
there.
Ahead, caller. Well, I think we lost that caller. Well, your last chance to get the $10 from Kroger, but Charlie will have it next hour.
Oh, okay.
Yep, 740-383-9944. What... it was so different about the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, different from all the rest. And it does have to do with Santa Claus. Matter of fact, Charlie, I think you have two $10 gift cards to give away from Kroger and Zoo Light tickets.
Ooh.
Terry Tekett donated the Kroger cards. And we've got three people now entered into the big event coming up on November the 13th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, you'll be at the event, Brandy, making homemade eggnog for all the people there that night, right?
I was not aware of that.
Oh, you're on the list.
See how heavy these are? Can you imagine throwing one of those?
Can you imagine getting hit with one of those? What
we're
if our spotters...
We're going to have to insulate them a little bit
Scott's
so they don't
already
smash.
Planning.
We're going to have to get EMS in case somebody gets hit. Thank goodness we have insurance. Well, as we part, do you have any words for the listening audience for Thanksgiving, Marge? We won't. Next time when we all get together, it'll be Black Friday. Everybody will be in the stores.
And you're going to tell us what Black Friday is and what we can buy. And
well, I don't know about that, but I can tell you we can get some NBC chimes at an antique shop in Southern Ohio. Now, Marge, Black Friday is black ink, though, but we've had that discussion before. It means you're in black ink, not red ink.
No, I don't like that term at all because black refers to death also.
I plan to go
well,
somewhere.
I don't know about that. Black refers to death?
Yes.
Because people wear black to a funeral?
Did you ever see anybody decorate a coffin with bright colors?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They have hot pink coffins now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Hot neon pink.
I remember. I was the guy at the cemetery that managed the burial of a pink casket. That was funny.
You bury it. I don't know if it matters what color it is. I think the pine box is fine. Who cares? You're going.
I don't know why we need a box at all.
You're going away. Well, because you don't want to. If you're doing the graveside, you don't want to see a dead body dropped in a hole. you gotta put them in something.
There is one place in eastern Ohio you can bury. Take the person whole and put them in a hole in the ground.
What do you take them down in the station wagon? What do you do?
Well, it takes a few years and they're all gone.
Well, yeah, but you don't. You need a coffin.
But it's called a natural burial.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
No. Then you'd have people driving around with dead people in their car. You don't.
But otherwise, then you have bodies in the ground that don't decay for decades.
Oh yes.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Eber Baker's being parked on. The founder of Marion's being parked on over on Quarry Street. No. Who cares? He is, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
He is. And so this brings us an end to our Thanksgiving program here. Any words, Brandy? You won't be back till after the holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
When is Thanksgiving next week?
Next Thursday. You'll be back on when? You'll be here Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, you're right.
And I think one of our friend brings in...
So I get the day off on Thanksgiving.
You do. So do I. Ooh, we won't be here next Thursday. You can show up if you want.
Oh, I'll take my fruitcake and eat it on Thanksgiving.
So what's coming up on your show today, Charlie? You've got nothing. Kroger. Oh, boy. Well, tune into that. It's going to be 2 hours of nothing.
He's going to be sitting at home getting sick.
Well, we are done for the day, but we've got people entered into this contest, Charlie. The thing is growing, and we wish
that's good.
Everybody a happy Thanksgiving holiday, and this program has been a production of NBC. Ding, ding, dong.
And see that there's true hope for tomorrow and hope in your life. God bless you. Have a good evening.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050.